Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
PPC is kind of this world that's very mystical where it's like, I don't want to give the search engine my money. It's like gambling in Vegas. I could lose my shirt. You can if you just have no budget and you just let it keep billing you. But if you actually put some time into it, it's very powerful. It's great. And remarketing, it really is the entry level thing that every business should be doing within PPC. If you don't do PPC, search and display and YouTube, remarketing, I would say, is as necessary as having a website.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, my AOPT friends? Welcome to another episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I am Rick Mulready. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I really appreciate you tuning into the podcast here. Got another good one for you. Today's episode is for the small business. Now, don't worry if you're not a small business. Don't go hitting stop quite yet because there's a lot of tips that we discussed today that are super relevant for any business. And specifically, we're going to be talking about PPC remarketing. And I've invited my good friend, Michael Alanise, who's the founder of the marketing agency Local Loop Marketing, to join me on the show today. Michael is a Google certified partner, and he's an expert in local marketing. And we cover a lot today in a short amount of time. So I really want to jump in and share with you right away what you're going to be learning today. Michael explains why for local small businesses, remarketing is as necessary as having a website. We get into what types of small businesses should be using PPC advertising and remarketing. Michael breaks down exactly, we're talking step by step, how small businesses should get started with remarketing. We talk about what the elements are that make up a good remarketing ad banner for small businesses. Michael answers what kind of budget you should expect to pay in order to be successful with remarketing. And my guess here is that his answer is definitely going to be surprising you. And he also shares how to get direct help. I'm laughing here because I love this. How to get direct help from Google by calling them on the phone. Yes, you can call Google up and get help with your AdWords and remarketing. And I have a phone number for Google over on the show notes page, which I'll share with you in just a second. And Michael also talks about how you can get started with Google PPC remarketing, including running your ad banners for a budget of around $70. That's right, 70 bucks. You can get started and be out the door flying here. He's also put together this killer step-by-step guide to getting started with remarketing, including how to get $100 for and free one-on-one training from Google to learn remarketing. He's put together this amazing step-by-step guide for you, which you can download for free over on that show notes page for today's episode, which is at rickmulready.com/31. That's the number 31, rickmulready.com/31. 31. I told you we cover a lot of tips and strategies today. So without further ado, here's Michael Elanese. All right, Michael, what's up, man? Thanks for coming on to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I really appreciate it.
Rick, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we're going to be talking about some retargeting strategies for small businesses specifically. Now, that's kind of a big topic, and we've talked a lot about retargeting here on the show, mainly from, well, from a couple different aspects, from Google AdWords, from YouTube ads, and quite a bit with Facebook ads. But when we're talking about for small businesses specifically, they have a lot of different avenues that they can go down. Let's talk about this whole concept of retargeting and how small businesses should be using it right now.
Absolutely. It's funny that retargeting is kind of viewed as this new thing. while it's this kind of wonderful spin-off from the pay-per-click platform,
yeah.
I think the problem is simply that PPC is kind of this world that's very mystical, where it's like, I don't want to give the search engine my money. It's like gambling in Vegas. I could lose my shirt. You can if you just have no budget and you just let it keep billing you. But if you actually put some time into it, it's very powerful. It's great. And remarketing, it really is the entry level thing that every business should be doing within PPC. If you don't do PPC, search and display and YouTube, remarketing, I would say, is as necessary as having a website. If you're going to have a website, remarketing should be part of it.
So let's back up before we dive into that a little bit more. Let's define exactly what you mean by PPC, because that can have a lot of different meanings to different people. Are you talking specifically like Google AdWords?
Absolutely. So within the world of paid traffic, paid traffic is very broad, where it encompasses what you teach within Facebook.
Sure.
But for me, PPC, I'm more of the old school mindset of the search engine platforms within AdWords, and now within the Bing Yahoo network. So PPC really is about buying paid traffic from a search engine. So when someone's going to a search engine directly for some result, that's where you want to be found, whether it's going to be in the text ad, the display ad. And remarketing essentially is, someone found your site, whether it's through organic or a paid advertisement. They took no action whatsoever, whether that's making a purchase or opting into some sort of lead gen, and you're able to kind of nurture that lead and hopefully bring them back and get them into some sort of sequence and funnel.
So what would be like, let's someone's starting out. So, Joe small business on the corner. Now, are you mainly talking about, and granted this can be really encompass really any kind of business, but are you primarily talking about, let's sort of define this. Are we talking about the small business, the brick and mortar store, in downtown, that sort of thing, or what? Let's define that.
Okay. I think I can answer that by saying what it is that I do. And I work, primarily my business is with local markets, local loop marketing. We focus on the local business that wants to target local geographic clients. And my clients range everything from contractors to exterminators to dentists to lawyers. Even now, hairstylists want to get on there. All the way up to the infomarketers. I work with a very small handful of infomarketers because the skill set is the same.
Sure,
it's the exact same thing. Someone is searching and it's the same process. So with that, if the focus was simply how can we help just the regular person that has a website, they have a business locally, whether it's a brick and mortar or it's just a service they offer locally, can remarketing help them? And how should they get started? Would that be the question I should answer?
Yes, absolutely. Let's dive into that.
Okay. How they should get started. The best way to get started with remarketing would be from a branding perspective. It doesn't have to be complex where you're trying to think of creative copy and what can I offer them. To simply have awareness is where something should begin. And that can be as simple as having banner ads and text ads with just your name and some sort of hook about what it is that you do. What's your differentiating factor? So if you think about the website that someone puts a lot of time or money into, and hopefully they're trying to get some sort of traffic, obviously, whether it's organic or paid, and typically it's organic. Most businesses don't invest money into any sort of paid search.
Yeah.
A lot of local businesses will actually go the route of Valpak, where they're sending out these mailers to local residential areas with an offer. Those people are coming to a website or phone number. Typically, they're putting the website on the ValPak. So they do have some sort of traffic. Every business has some sort of traffic, whether it's 100 uniques a month or 1,000. But once that person leaves the website, the chances of them coming back are very small, unless there was something about the site that mentally triggered the person to say, I should go back to that website again. Most local business websites are not resource websites or tool platforms where you have to go back there to get questions answered. So the ability to – Rick, you still there?
Yep, gotcha.
Cool. Okay, the ability to be able to have some sort of advertisement or a branding perspective, follow the user around different websites online, just keeps you top of mind.
Okay.
Ultimately, everything within local is about what is the need in the moment. Most search engines, they're finding now 60% of searches that come from mobile devices like phones are for local, whether they're looking for somewhere to eat, they're looking for a service, they're looking for a coupon, or they have already heard about your business and they're simply doing some sort of research to find any reviews about you. So when someone is involved in any sort of local search, that person eventually will take an action, whether it's a phone call or a visit or an online purchase. So the ability to be able to follow them around, to stay top of mind with branding, not only allows you to be seen, but also puts you in a different category, because if other local businesses aren't doing this, for you to show up on other websites,
yeah,
it really is a big deal. It's a huge deal.
That's a huge differentiator in and of itself right there.
Completely. I have a client in Virginia. They're a lighting company. And he tells me to this day, he has clients will take screenshots of his ad and say, oh my gosh, I saw you on this website. Man, you're everywhere. Wow, how did you get there? And it's this really amazing voodoo that's happened where he's now viewed as a larger brand. And we do a lot of remarketing onto mobile because the traffic is much cheaper on mobile to begin with. And we remarket into mobile apps. So we've been able to help sell they're called lighting design packages. They go for about $1,000 to $2,000 and up. But this is from remarketing onto mobile devices from people that came to a site, didn't take an action, left the site. Something about them triggered to go look for a service, but they haven't made a purchase yet. And then to see this one company keep showing up really sets them apart from everyone else they're looking at.
Now, are they selling those products at that price level through remarketing, or is it driving phone calls or visits back to the website?
Good question. It's driving phone calls for the first appointment. So
gotcha.
Every one of my clients has a different kind of sequence setup. Some look to sell something entry level online, like, hey, like an exterminator will sell a $47 one time, come out to your home, do a treatment. Mm-hmm. Other clients are looking simply for a phone call to schedule a consultation appointment.
Gotcha. Okay. So a couple questions out of that. Number one, I'm guessing if you know, as a small business owner, if I'm listening to this right now, I might be thinking through, like, what does that remarketing banner have to look like? Or not necessarily have to look like, but what do you find the look of that remarketing banner? What is the most successful type of look that that you see? Like, are there components of a banner that really should be in there?
Great question. And the answer is yes, absolutely. A lot of times people will focus on their logo and wanting to really get – I think as a business owner, sometimes you get too attached to the ego side of like, well, my logo to stand out. The logo doesn't really matter yet. What really matters is the solution you're solving. So for example, with the mosquito company, we really focus on having some sort of quick tagline that offers a solution. So for the mosquitoes, we have like something about, we'll talk about big bites, big problems, ? With a picture of mosquito.
Okay.
So we're really about what is the immediate thing that we can solve for you? Can we ask a question? And I like phrasing things in questions to people because that is going to obviously differentiate those that are looking for this versus those that are not. We're not trying to be a catch-all for everyone. This is simply about, do you have this problem? And if so, yes. So let's say you're a dentist and you wanted to focus on your teeth whitening. The question you would be asking would be in terms of those yellow teeth still bothering you, ? Now that matters way above a logo. People are clicking on the answer to that question. Yep. Then the logo comes next. And now it's a matter of, okay, great, I will solve that problem for you.
Sure. And then what kind of budget should a small business sort of expect? Not necessarily like, what's kind of an ideal budget? I get that question all the time from my Facebook ads.
Sure.
Stuff like, what should I be spending? I'm going to ask you the same thing. Like, what is sort of a minimum budget that somebody can be successful with retargeting through PPC here?
Let me give you an example of, I have some numbers here from clients, what we're looking at for, from a click standpoint and a conversion standpoint, remarketing. But to answer your question immediately, if someone even had a budget of $150, it'd be fine.
For the month.
For the month.
Yep.
For the month. We see conversions as low as 24 cents.
Wow.
And this is on products that could be $200 to $1,000.
Sure. Okay.
We see the highest remarketing conversion I have yet within my clients is $17.09, and that's on a $297 offer.
Okay. Right.
We have clients that sometimes they'll spend $50 in a month in remarketing.
Oh, really?
That's it. Yep.
Hmm. So what percentage of the overall budget goes towards remarketing generally?
Remarketing is the smallest piece of the overall ad budget. That's the thing. Yet it's the highest ROI.
Yeah. So why? Like, so wouldn't it be? Wouldn't you want to increase that percentage?
You would, but keep in mind you're only presenting ads to those that came to your site. So if you're a site, I will say this: remarketing will not work if you do not. It won't even operate if you don't have at least 100 uniques come to your site within a 30-day period. Google won't even trigger the remarketing until you have that. So. Yeah, you have to have at least 100 people come to your site. But let's say you're a small local business and your traffic is about 300 to 700 uniques a month. Mm-hmm. Let's say you're only presenting ads to those people, and you're buying them in impressions, in bundles of impressions.
Yeah.
So you can't spend more money because you can only show them to those few people, as opposed to display, which says, we will show your ad to everyone in this demographic. You could spend $100,000 if you want to.
Yeah, that totally makes sense because your CPM on the retargeting is going to be pretty, I'm guessing, pretty low. So if you're only reaching, let's just say between 300 and 1,000 people for that month, that's a very small price to pay.
Exactly. It's the same reason why, our grandparents never have a problem with running out of minutes on their cell phone plan because they just have fewer friends to talk to. So if your audience is smaller, you can't exhaust that budget.
Nice. Okay. So take us through step by step. Like, all right, I'm a local business and I want to get this going. Obviously, you have to start with driving traffic first. Kind of take us through the steps about what we would need to do. And we're probably not going to necessarily do this ourselves. We're going to hire somebody to do this for us. But let's just talk through what that process looks like, sort of from step one right through, the end as far as getting the retargeting going, but having a funnel in place so that the retargeting is, is set up for success.
Great question. Okay. The first place I would begin has nothing to do with remarketing. It actually has to do with understanding your website, and universal analytics is the first thing somebody wants to do is to install on their site. Universal analytics is the piece of code from Google that basically shows you what each page of traffic is getting and the flow through of traffic. So you'll actually see where visitors are coming in through your site, and when someone comes into your site, where are they going next? And you'll get a big picture perspective as far as what is the flow through traffic of my site. What that does for you, it actually reveals what is it about your site that is capturing the most attention. The reason why that's important is because the next step is to segment your list, meaning you want to start, let's say, with at least two different categories. One is going to be generic remarketing, which is simply branding, as I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. I'm the dentist, here's what we do, or whatever it is that you do, here's my branding perspective. The other one is if you see anything pop up like an anomaly, we have, for example, this mosquito company. we saw their number one traffic source on their website that's drawing in organic traffic, above paid even, was an infographic we did for them that had to do with why are some people more attractive than others to mosquitoes? And it listed all these things about certain people's blood types. And what that told us was a lot about what people find interesting. They find facts interesting about mosquitoes. So we started producing more content about facts. And then we started producing banner ads about facts about mosquitoes as well too, because the analytics told us a lot about what is it that's drawing attention to begin with. Mm. So let's say you were that dentist and you saw that, we're getting a lot of traffic about dentures. Then I would segment a list that says we're going to put a piece of code on our page that has to do with dentures. And when anyone comes to that page, we will then display an ad to them that has to do with a special offer about dentures only. And that is segmented differently than if you never come to that page, but you just come to our homepage or anywhere else, we are going to show you an ad that's just generic.
Yeah.
So analytics is first. Second step is deciding what are the different kind of groups I want to categorize into. I would start with only two at the most. The next step is to open up an account with AdWords, Bing, or Yahoo. I would start with Google. It's the largest network. If it's your first time, and let's say you use like Bluehost, probably GoDaddy as well, you can get a $50 free ad credit from them as well too. Within your cPanel, if you look there, you'll have that, or call your hosting provider and ask them. They'll give you one. So you have to spend $25, and then the offer will kick in. The cool thing is that actually Google will take your phone call for free and answer questions from you.
Imagine that.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Before I was talking with you right now, Rick, I was on the phone with them. I probably talk with Google about 2 hours, 3 hours a week.
Seriously?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the big difference between Google and Facebook right now from an ads perspective. And I mean, I had that frustration myself, and I hear that from people all the time, is that, you can get somebody from Google on the phone.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, 8 to 5 Eastern time, you can.
Sure.
And not on weekends, unfortunately.
At least you can get them on the phone.
Right.
So are they helping you out? Like, are you asking them questions and stuff?
Oh my gosh. If you didn't know anything about, if you were, let's say, if you're the local business right now and you say, okay, I'm taking notes, Michael, analytics first, you can call Google and say, when you call in, it's going to ask you, are you calling about analytics? Are you calling about AdWords? Are you calling about YouTube ads? You would click analytics. You would say, hello, I'm a new business. I'd like to install analytics. They will literally walk you through how to open that account, where to grab the code. You can then select, I do it myself, or my developer does it. You could pick my developer does it. My tip to you would be send it to yourself, and then you can go on Fiverr and literally have someone install that code for you for $5.
Oh, really?
That easily. Absolutely.
First of all, the phone number that you use to call them, is that like a special bat line that you have, or is there a general number that we can give out here?
Great question. So the best way to do this is if you go to AdWords.com, open an account, just follow the prompts, no different than opening a Gmail account. Mm-hmm. Once you open that account, you attach a credit card. The very top right corner, there's going to be a little gear. You click that, it drops down. There's going to be a phone number there. Now, that phone number is generic. That phone number, actually, I can tell you over right now what it is, if you'd like to know.
Sure. Yeah.
It's 1-866-246-6453. When you call in, they're going to then ask for your code. This code is your ID number, and that's given when you open the account. So if you don't have that, you may have some issues where they're going to ask you to first do that, because they really can't help you. And I think it'd be a waste of time for you as well, because it's best to work live on your account versus trying to take notes, then go back and do it. The whole point of this is to have your account open, and then they can walk you through it, and they can actually check in on your work as well too, which is nice.
Cool. Okay. All right. Yeah. So they're available to help you. Okay, so we have that set up, and let's just say we start running some things. We got, our $25 that we're spending, and then they're going to match it as a first time advertiser with an extra $25. So we have that. We have it set up, and we're running there. Then what?
Okay. Well, then the next thing would be, so analytics set up. We then on the same phone call can say, I'd love to also get my AdWords. I'm sorry, my remarketing AdWords tag. It's a pixel. They'll tell you where to get that. Once you grab that code goes on the page that you want to track visitors from. So then you would put that on the pages that you've selected as, these are the pages I want to be tracking people from. Once that's done, you then have to go into AdWords and then upload the ads that you're creating. Create those ads, essentially. And you can get those made from, you know, 99designs. Google even has its own ad builder where it will scan your website and then give you examples of ads it's personally come up with.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I think I knew that, but I forgot about that. That's right, too. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they have an ad builder. So when you click on ads, you would then, when you're going to upload ad, it would give you an option. Are you uploading your own ad, or would you want to go to the ad builder? And the ad builder just, they're kind of ugly what they get for you, but it's a great fast way to do it.
It's a start.
Absolutely. And they're also, you can pick HTML too. So you can actually have HTML flash ads of your site.
Huh. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. And you can change the button, the call to actions on the buttons and the text. So you can manipulate them. But it's a way to start immediately if you want to.
Yeah.
So once again, we have the 50 bucks from Google to get started. So $50 there. Let's say you put an additional $50 of yourself, the $5 for Fiverr, or if you have a developer, let's say you pay them $20 to do it. I mean, you're still at $70 to start AdWords from remarketing. It's incredible.
That's great. That's great. And I think on 99 Designs, I think you can use like Swiftly. I think it's Swift. I don't know if it's swiftly.com or I'll link it up in the show. Do you know what that is?
It is. Well, Swiftly, what they do, it's $19 to have one thing created, or you could buy a pack and then the price drops down pretty low.
Yeah.
My suggestion really is to go through 99 Designs or a graphic designer or, you know, there's a bunch of agencies like myself that will do them for you. But what you want to do is have a full banner ad pack made, because you want them in all sizes. You don't just want one banner made.
Yeah, you want the 728x90, the 300x250, towers and all that stuff.
Exactly. Because every partner site allows different sizes in there. So you want to be able to match all partner sites, which gives you more opportunities to pop up.
Yeah. And when you do that, we'll start to wrap up here. When you do that sort of first iteration of the ad and all the different sizes, you're not thinking at that point necessarily about split testing and having different variations of the ad, right? If you're just starting out and you're kind of running through this by yourself, just get something done so you can get it out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. If you have nothing, your split test is, well, how is nothing versus something? That's your split test.
There you go. I like that. Yeah. I like that. So, Michael, tell us a little bit about your agency and what all the different types of things that you and your team do.
Sure. My agency is called Local Loop Marketing. We focus with local businesses that want to target a geographic area. And if they choose that area as the whole United States, then so be it. We'll do that for them too. We do everything from paid advertising to content marketing to even creating their websites. And when I say websites, we actually now only work off of one custom theme we've created that has all the elements that a local website should have. So essentially, we bring the experience of an ad agency to a small local business without that crazy high expense.
Cool. I like that. And where can people connect with, what's the best way for people to connect with you?
Sure. I'm simply michael@localloopmarketing.com.
Awesome. So I'll be sure and link your email address, the website to get to you and your business, Michael. And then also we talked about Swiftly, 99 Designs, the Google. I wrote down on a piece of paper here the time that you said the phone number, so I can go back and grab that. So we'll have the phone number for Google and all that good stuff in the show notes page for today's episode. Michael, this has been great, man. Thanks so much for taking us through this. This is something that's really important for small businesses to be doing. And, you know, the whole remarketing aspect is, I think we've established today that it's certainly not a big expense, but yet can be one of the most powerful, you know, ways to get that return on investment that a lot of small businesses aren't necessarily thinking about.
Absolutely.
Cool. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Rick.
Hope you got a lot out of that one with Michael today. If you're a local business, you need to be using remarketing these days to attract more customers and sales for your business. It's really that simple. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Michael has put together a killer step-by-step guide to getting started with remarketing, including how to get $100 and free one-on-one training from Google to Learn Remarketing. It's really an amazing guide that he puts together for you. He did this. After we got done recording the episode, he offered to put this together. And I was like, heck yeah, let's do it. So you can download this guide for free over on the show notes page for today's episode, which is at rickmulready.com/31. That's the number 31. Also, back on during episode number 27 with Perry Marshall, I announced a little contest where I'd choose two people at random to win a copy of Perry's awesome book, 80-20 Sales and Marketing, The Definitive Guide to Working Less and Making More, by leaving a rating review for the podcast over on iTunes. And I've chosen two winners. And those winners are Andrew Hubbard. Congratulations, Andrew. And the second winner is Andrea Trevelyan. Now, Andrea is a business financial coach over at TakeASmartStep.com. Andrea, if I had known what your business is, I would be happy to announce it, but I don't know what that is. So Andrew Hubbard and Andrea Trevelyan, congratulations to both of you. My team will be in touch with you so we can send out your books to you. Now, if you are digging the show, would really appreciate you leaving an honest rating and review for the podcast over on iTunes. It's a huge help so we can get this podcast into as many ears as possible. So just go over to iTunes, search on The Art of Paid Traffic, and leave a rating and review for the show there. Would be very much appreciated. All right, that's all for today's episode, guys. I've got another great one coming up for you in the next episode. Until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I will see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.